Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to the ATS Radio Show. And we are so delighted to welcome our first radio show here, the beginning of summer. So our title of our show is called School's Out, Now What? And I am one of your hosts today, Sylvia Fuentes, one of the ATS teachers. And we are so lucky to also have Ann Maxwell, our ATS director, with us. Hi, Ann.
Hey, Sylvia. Happy summer.
Yes. Happy summer. God. Maybe not for everyone, but yes, happy summer.
I know, right?
Well, the piece, as we were looking at having this show and the things that were coming up in the sense of, you know, school's out and all that stuff that shows up for many, many parents, having kids at home and you know, trying to figure out what to do, that sometimes, I mean, I remember with my son, sometimes all this stuff comes up, like, I have to keep them busy. So,
right.
Here's, yeah.
Yeah, it That's, seems as if, it's, and the other thing, too, is, like, so many parents, both of them work. And so,
yeah.
On the one hand, many kids really seem to look forward to a summer, quote, off, because they're not
yeah.
in school, but in fact, the little ones, a lot of them end up going to camps or having a nanny or babysitter or whatever. And it's just, it's such a big change in the routine, right? It's just huge to go from
for
school
everyone.
To not school. It's a huge change. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? One of the things that, as you said, that kids are looking forward to the time off, like the
right.
space of like, I don't have to rush in the morning. I can, you know, go at my own pace. And it's like, I mean, how many of us adults would like that? It's like,
and how many, right, exactly. Exactly.
And yet this piece, I know I got caught up in it as well. I mean, my son is now 17. But I recall, like, you know, months before the summer started, it was like, okay, got to get him registered into camp, you know, extra support in reading and make sure he's being active. And at times it almost seemed like it was busier, like there was more, we spent more time in the car because of places we were going to and from.
Yeah.
That, I mean, looking back, I also recall a moment where I'm so grateful because he definitely was a kid that said, okay, Mom, if you would like to rush, go ahead. But please don't rush me. So
right.
So grateful for those wise words, and yet I wasn't aware of it. But it was like all the things I thought I needed to do that if I didn't do for my kids, that I was going to be a bad parent.
Right, and it's all those points of view that we have about what a good parent is and what a not good parent is or what a bad parent is, and all the ways we try to make ourselves be the not bad parent or the not no good parent, right?
Yeah.
And one of the things that does is it really, it's almost like it disconnects you from who you actually are. And there's this element of franticness with regards to kids. Like they have to be doing something all the time. They have to be at the top of their game. They have to either, whether it's their academic game or whether it's physical sports or whatever, but somehow there's this sense of being driven. And, you know, it's like the kids get lost in that, we get lost in that. And I think that it also creates a lot of, you know, it can create problems, conflicts, acting out on both sides, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So
one of the things I said one of the things that shows up for me and that the tools and the tips that I didn't have when Isaias was growing up, it was questions as a parent or
right.
asking him a question.
Right.
That, you know, there is this strong push to, like, as adults, as parents, that we, you know, need to impel our ideas, our expectations, and not that we don't desire great things for our kids, but they're, you know, now at 17, I can see where when I'm that space to go, well, what would you like? And if you choose that, what's that going to create? And
right.
that space of me not always having to have it all figured out and giving them the space to choose, I mean, he has, you know, at different times said, thank you, Mom. Like, wow, thanks for trusting me. And it hasn't always
yeah.
been easy, but that space of trust that our kids are going to actually choose what really does work for them.
Yeah. And again, the shift from school with all the pressure, all the peer pressures, all the academic pressures, all the grade pressures, all the get up pretty early in the morning and get to school and come home and do your homework and like bam, 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 like that whole routine. Even if kids go to summer camp, there is a different routine, and it is really different, you know. And I think that some kids really thrive during the summer, and other kids really have a hard time without whatever it is that they require. And so when you talk about being the question and asking questions of yourself, like, what do I know about
yeah.
my child, right, that I'm pretending not
yeah.
to know or denying that I know, that if I acknowledge it would change everything. Like, what do I know about this particular child? And then to ask a kid, like, if you could design your summer, what would it be like, right? And maybe a lot of them will say play Nintendo all summer long or whatever. You know, I may be dating myself with the game, but that, you know, but
yeah.
just to continue to ask questions and to not have a point of view about whatever it is that they say.
Yeah, that piece of not having a point of view of what they say, because kids, just like many of us, are super psychic. Even if you don't say the words,
right.
they're totally aware of the energy. If you're like, oh, what would you like? And in your head, it's like, well, you better say camp and you better say soccer because you got to be out of the house.
Right.
I mean, if that's still true for you and it's there in your head, they're aware of that.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And then on a practical level, like 5-year-olds and 8-year-olds with two working parents can't stay home all summer long, right? They actually do need to go someplace. So again, it's a lot of the same questions. What's going to create the most for my child? This camp, this place, this daycare, this nanny, this whatever, and to include your kids in the, not necessarily in the decision making, but to get a sense about what those choices are going to create for them and for you.
Yeah. And there's a piece too, like I get many families are probably already in the midst of, you know, maybe having a few days off and maybe planning some vacation, maybe camps are starting soon. But in the midst of all of that, like if the child, you know, I guess, you know, I think about, and a lot of these stories actually come from my own experience, too, as a parent, but there was moments where, in few moments, where Isaias was like, he did not want to go. And
right.
there was times when I
right.
forced it, and that wasn't fun for either one of us. And then there was a few times where I didn't, and I gave him the space,
mm-hmm.
and I made it work. Either I stayed home, or I rearranged something. And it turned out that something had shown up in that day in the class that he was in. Like either there was, you know, a conflict between kids and they had sat down and there was this big issue that had shown up that I wondered sometimes like, wow, could he actually really be aware of that energy that's about to show up and he doesn't want a part of it, so he doesn't choose it. So it's a piece too of beginning to trust our kids that they do know and that if
right.
they do are pretending to be sick or, you know, resisting to go somewhere, like there may be something else there. So it's like,
right.
what questions could parents ask in those moments when there's that sense of pushing, trying to force your kid?
Well, I think so much of what we do is what was done to us, right? And it's almost like we have what's known out in the real world as genetic predisposition, but you know what I mean, this it's basically patterns that get set up, like familial patterns about what's the right thing to do and the wrong thing to do and the right way to do it and the wrong way to do it, and to be willing to not to discount that, but to begin to ask a question: does this actually still apply? Does it apply to my child. So if your child is balking and you have a busy day at work, and I guess one of the things that I've so tapped into recently is that the world isn't an either or. It's not an either or universe. It's not either A or B, you know, if this then that. When you really ask something like, what's possible here? Like, what could we do? Right? Can you help me out? Universe, can you help me out? And then to ask your kid, hey, can you help me out? I have a huge meeting at 11 o'clock. I need you to be somewhere. Right? Would you be willing to go in for half a day and then maybe I'll find somebody to pick you up, or maybe I can pick you up or whatever. But there's an element of valuing your child and what's going to work for them without devaluing you. Right?
And I love that piece you just said, Anne. You're like, you actually ask your child, hey, can you help me out?
Yeah.
You know, can
like
you
I
go
get,
half
I
day
get,
or...
Yeah, I get how fried you are, and I wish there was something I could do right now, and I can't. We have to leave, like, in 5 minutes. Otherwise, it's going to be awkward for me. And can you give me 2 hours and 3 hours, and then let's see what we can do after that.
Mm. Yeah. I love that, because there is the piece, like, you know, sometimes some parents tend to go totally to the other end where they don't include themselves at all, and it's
mm-hmm.
they try to do everything for their child. And this little piece here that you're sharing with us now is that sense of like, oh no, like I get it. You know, like really getting
right.
where your child's at and the frustrations or whatever is showing up, and also including you as a parent and whatever might be there for you. So that sounds
and
like
the end,
really honoring
right.
of both.
And the other thing,
yeah.
Yeah, honoring of both and asking them to help you out, asking them to have your back,
yes.
right? Like, hey, I really, like, I need some help here, bud.
Yes.
Right. That it's that idea that they count.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, you started off a little while ago mentioning about that kind of frantic energy, and as you're now inviting us to like include the child and ask the child, the energy changes.
Right.
Like, and for me, I think that's what I've been more and more aware of. And, you know, as one of the teachers in APS, it's like stuff can come up and you're aware of the energy. You might not know exactly what it's about in the moment, but it's like if you're
right.
aware of that there's intensity and contraction and resistance, it's like the gift of being willing to ask the questions and ask for help. And the question is kind of like this energy of help. It's like, all right, what else is possible here I've never considered before?
Well, right, that question and the one right before it is, what is this?
Yes.
Right? Without having a preconceived notion about, oh, well, he's just tired, or she's being a brat, or she always does this when I'm in a rush, or like to step beyond that,
uh-huh.
go around that and just ask, wait a minute, what's going on here? What is this? And then there'll be, like you said, there's an energy that comes up, but it's that sense, you know, people talk about a sixth sense where you just know, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what? Okay. And then to say with him, okay, blah, blah. So what can we do with this? Because here's my deal and here's your deal. Like, what can we do? And when you ask kids, I guess that's the other part of it, is really asking kids, and hearing and listening to them. And it doesn't mean that you become a doormat. It doesn't mean that you do everything that they want you to do or tell you to do. And you listen to them, right?
Yeah. That definitely,
there's something
the piece about listening.
Yeah.
If I could just add this piece, I share it quite often because it makes me laugh. But I started to finally hear my son would say, hey, Mom, you just never listen. And he was like this frustration. And I started to catch that I would interrupt him speaking quite often. And there came a moment where I thought, okay, that doesn't work anymore for me. Like, that's not what I'd like to create between us. So I literally had to physically use my finger and, you know, remind myself by putting it near my mouth or over my lip, just as a reminder to not interrupt. So it could be quite some time, but there is a gift when we really don't interrupt and just hear them out. And you know, I haven't heard him say that in quite a long time. So
right.
this piece of listening and asking questions to your kid is huge.
Mm-hmm.
I know I would have desired that a lot more growing up.
Right. And one of my favorite questions to ask kids is, so what do you know? Right, about, well, like when they come home and they say, oh, so-and-so was mean to me. Well, what do you know about him? I wonder what that was. Like, what do you get? What was that? Right, and then just without any preconceived notion, let them talk. And then the exercise is not to have a point of view or an opinion. Like, I told you so is not okay. You can't say that.
Yeah.
Well, what did you expect? Not okay. Like, no judgment. So when you say, well, what is that? What do you get? What was going on? And they go, la, 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 la. And then you ask again, so what else do you know? Or I wonder what else it could be. Right? And let them talk. And the cool thing about that, when you stay out of it and just, it's almost like facilitate is the wrong word, but you ask the question uh-huh. so that it's almost like you open a door for them. You open doors for them by asking
yeah.
questions and not having a point of view. And what that creates in their world is them getting whatever it is that went on, not you handing it to them so that they can then smack it out of their world, right? Because you gave it to them, but them actually getting it. And once you
yes.
get something, nobody can take it away from you, right? And that whole thing about, like, trusting, it's a way to, I don't know, like to honor your kids and to build trust, right?
Yeah.
Have each other's back, yeah.
So what if summertime could be a space to begin to create that? And if, you know, you do have that with your kids, I mean, what else could you, you know, play with and explore and actually enjoy the summer.
Right.
You know, I mean,
well,
more and more
right.
schools have shorter and shorter summer. So it's like, well, that would really be fun to add for everyone.
Exactly. And what if it really could be fun? Like the days are longer
yeah.
and there's no homework. And even if it is 9 hours of camp or whatever, there's still no homework. Right?
Yes. Yes. And there's a piece, Anne, where you talked about, you know, asking questions. And I know that for me, you know, a lot of what we use in APS, but the Access Consciousness tools have been phenomenal to begin to practice something I never was taught. And in one of the early tools that I got about just noticing, like, all the, like, when I would go into a conversation with my son or anyone, for that matter, with, you know, those preconceived notions or already these expectations or just, you know, all those things about how I thought it was going to work out. That was, in a sense, like this barrier. Sorry about the noise. There's a car. But the sense of, like, barriers up in my world and that kept me, like, defending my point or, you know, proving that I was right, that the exercise about just simply saying, wow, I'm going to drop all my barriers. And it's just, as I would practice, and it literally was just a sense of, you just say it to yourself, like, okay, I'm going to go talk to my son. Like, maybe at first it really is taking that pause to go, okay, I'm going to drop my barriers. And then at one moment, for me, the way it shows up is that I get a sense of a deep breath and a space of calmness that then I go in, and that's the space that I can then really listen from without my, you know, points of views or expectations of how it should be or turn out, that
right.
now is more, it's easier to do now. It wasn't so much at the beginning. I constantly would need to remind myself to do that. But that's one of the gifts that I know that really, sorry. I just, in case people are wondering, if you hear a lot of noise, I'm off on the side of the road on the radio show today. But
with noisy traffic.
But yeah, so that is also an incredible tool.
Yeah, and the thing about summer again is because it's so different from the regular school year, it becomes so, at least, I don't know, it becomes real. You can really change things by really asking questions and not, like, what if you didn't have to lock right into another routine, even if they have to go to camp all day long, right?
Right.
But without the pressure of homework and all of that, what if it's almost like what would be fun to do today, even if they go to camp and even if you have to go to work, like what could we do that would be fun today? What would be fun for me? What would be fun for them? And,
yeah,
and just see what comes up. Maybe it's just cuddle time on the couch or, you know, going outside and just hanging outside, right? Unless you live in a sauna,
yeah,
like a subtropical yeah, sauna or the desert. Mostly summer's like pretty cool, you know? Not cool, but pretty fun and pretty easy to be outside.
And this
like
element
kind
of play, like how to, like, and, you know, include that more in the summer, given, you know, that the space is different or perhaps the routine and or just schedules are different. But one of the things that, you know, may make it fun as maybe a tip here is, like, what if every family member could write 3-5 things on a little piece of paper of what would be fun for the family to do or that would be under $10, say, or that didn't cost anything, or, you know, maybe there was, but the sense of, like, yes, you know, it'd be fun to do some travel across the world, possible, great, but it's like, what do you have in your backyard, even just staying at home, that may be fun, that everybody gets to give their input of what they like,
right,
and maybe it goes into
cool,
a jar, and maybe you pick out something different every week, or, but just so everybody
yeah,
becomes this game, like, what will show up this week? But
yeah,
just something that
yeah,
change it around and include everyone.
And the other thing, too, is I remember working with a family where the mom and the dad and 3 of the 4 kids were really outgoing and outdoorsy and loved biking and hiking and walking, swimming and running and playing sports and doing all that kind of stuff. And then there was the other one who wanted to build Legos and wanted to stay inside and was pretty different from everybody else and didn't like being around people like the rest of them did. And they, you know, they brought him into therapy to see me because he was acting out and really, he's really unhappy. He's really having a hard time. And how they functioned was majority rules, you know? So they had these Democratic votes, which of course were 5-1, or, you know, maybe
right,
the parent, one of the parents would take pity on him and so it'd be 4-2. But I said, what if you just take turns, right? So every week or every night or whatever, everybody, there's a new person every time, right? And so,
wow,
and then when it's his turn, you guys honor it. Like if he wants to stay home and play video games, you do that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, there's that. And then there's another thing too about not giving yourself away in the process. You touched on it at the very beginning, but I just remember when I was growing up, my mom used to read to us all the time, and she had a rule about that, which is that she would never make us listen to a story that we didn't want to hear, and she asked us never to make her read us stories that she didn't want to read. And it was actually kind of
uh-huh,
cool. Yeah, I know.
Really
right?
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's not that there were that many on either end, but
it was almost,
you know,
a permission to say, no, that one, I don't like that one, and it was okay.
Right, and that's another way of saying one of my favorite things about parenting a la access is, you know what, that actually doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
And it's just a way of saying no without being confrontational or without being judgmental or without making the other person feel bad or making you feel bad,
yeah,
making them feel like it steps so out far that outside of that. It's like,
yeah,
you know what, that actually isn't going to work, right? And I just get like, okay, summer's here. It's like these tools can come in so handy during times of change and during times where there's a lot less structure and a lot fewer expectations, and or maybe they're just as many, maybe they're different, but to really like pick 1 or 2 or 3 and use them, like asking questions and you know, all the stuff that we've just been talking about. My mind just went blank. Isn't that funny?
Yes. And yeah, what would it take for our minds to go blank and just really not have a strong point of view?
Right.
So
right.
Now that summer's
right.
out,
oh,
what
including yourself in the deal. That was it. Not excluding
yes.
you from whatever it is that you do. And not excluding them. Like, yeah. Cool.
And all of this, I also invite people, like, it is this, I don't know if you want to call it a dance, or it's like the kindness to have with you as you maybe, you know, go to try something different. It's like, you know, if we weren't expecting to be perfect parents, it's like every choice would create new awarenesses and, wow, that didn't work, this worked, and maybe it worked for Johnny, but it didn't work for Sally, you know, and it's just like, what if we didn't have to take everything so seriously and we just gave ourselves that space? Being a parent
yeah.
without the rule book, being a teacher, summer school teacher perhaps without really, maybe some kind of rule book, but not entirely because every child is different that shows up. So
right.
I would say, wow, more of that space of allowance for ourselves and for our kids might just create a different kind of summer.
And one of my favorite quotes of Carrie Douglas is, "What if the purpose of life is to have fun?" Right? Which sounds so frivolous in this work-driven success-failure avoidance, both of them, kind of reality,
yeah.
right? Like, what if you could actually have fun doing what you do? Because the thing that he said years ago that just really rang true for me as a play therapist is the energy of play is the same energy as the energy of creation, right? And so what if
uh-huh.
you guys out there who listen to this could create a summer for all of you that was so fun, that really added to your lives, that didn't detract, right? That
yeah.
wasn't like a burden, but was actually fun, and where you didn't twist yourselves inside and out trying to pretend to make something that isn't is, or
yeah.
that is isn't, right? Like that, all of that. What if it
and that it would actually
fun?
Even create for the next school year. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, that energy
yeah.
of play, the energy of relaxation. I know that, like, when, you know, have you ever had those moments where you just have that deep laughter? And then at the
yes.
end of that deep laughter, your body just goes, oh, that felt so good.
I know,
like that.
I know.
Exhale.
Yeah. Yeah.
That could
yeah.
even be a little exercise, too. I remember there was a board game, and it was like, oh, laugh for 2 minutes. Or maybe it was laugh even for a minute. And, you know,
no
that's
way.
50 seconds, which is a long time. And there we were. It was my son and his father, and we did it. And at the beginning, super strange, right? But then you're laughing because they're laughing and how they're laughing. And next thing you know, I mean, the true laughter shows up.
Right.
So,
right.
you know,
and
if that sounds
most,
fun, it's something
some
you'd be willing to try. Yeah.
That's so much fun. When you get the giggles and you try
uh-huh.
so hard to stop it and you catch sight of their nose or their shoulders going up and down or whatever, and it just sets you off again.
Yeah, so what if, and I get it, sometimes it's challenging. You know, you have multiple kids, there's things going on, but what if you actually could begin to ask some questions and know that you can change the energy and still look to do what needs to get done? I mean, I'm not saying, you know, kick in the tail and, I mean, choose whatever works for you. What if there's no one perfect way? And what if it really
right.
is like, wow, what could you shift? Energetically
mm-hmm.
in your family and just include and have fun and, yeah, enjoy the outdoors maybe a little more depending where you're at in the world.
Right. And the have fun
well,
that we're talking about isn't this manic-y kind of stuff at all. It's just, no, it's that sense of peace and ease and just joy, right? Cool.
Yeah. And you know, if it shows up like big, deep laughter and craziness, that sometimes is fun too. You know,
yeah.
and just like really
yeah.
being the question of what's going to create the most for you and for your kids. And the little ones, I mean, we all have different energy, but I know oftentimes it's those little ones that can move and run and play and laugh and at a such more intensity that what if that was the invitation for us to join them?
Yes,
so,
exactly.
So So here we are at the end of our show. So grateful for everyone that tunes in live and the replays. And again, if you have any questions, and what's the email they can send? If you have any questions,
it's
for ATS?
info@accesspossibilitieschool.com.
And you can also take a look. We have some summer online programs. So if you have a child that'd like to stay home and also do, take some fun classes through APS, check them out, and we'd love to answer any questions and have your child join us. So thank you so much from all of APS, and we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Hear you soon. Bye.